Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mick Akers joins us. He has the best job in Nevada. He is the Formula One reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. He's got the whole story all coming up on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up-to-date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Ring in the holidays with $350,000 Big Holiday Extravaganza at Carson Valley Inn. Over 1,000 winners. Weekly cash, free play, and up to $10,000 in cash every Saturday. And two grand prize drawings. Win up to $20,000 in cash. 'Tis the season for winning big at the Carson Valley Inn.
Nevada Newsmaker Studio is located at the headquarters of the Nevada Trucking Association. Motion and purpose are a truck's greatest virtue.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
It's a good time to win during the Big Deal $150,000 guaranteed giveaways at Tamarack Casino. $15,000 in cash and free play giveaways each week. And $50,000 in grand prize giveaways with two top prizes of $15,000 cash. Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome to the program for the first time Mick Akers. I've been following his career for a long time. He's the Formula One reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, which in my opinion is the best job in the state of Nevada right now. This is unbelievable. I want to start with the biggest piece of this so far, which is $1 million for a package at the Wynn Resort. $1 million. What do you get for $1 million during this three-day event?
So, yeah, you'll get the best room in the house at the Wynn, you know, three-bedroom suite, all the bells and whistles. You get the grand welcome Dom Perignon bottle waiting for you when you get in there, access to all the VVIP spaces. You get to cut the line at all the clubs. You get special dinners at Wynn Resorts restaurants. You get the best access at the paddock site where the race is going to be taking place on Harman and Koval. Luxury transportation from the airport to the race site to, you know, everywhere in between. So, you know, it's just trying to woo everybody. That, you know, $1 million price, you break it down between six people, which is what the package is for. It's like $175,000 per person. So, you know, gather, you know, a group of your best friends and, you know, drop a down payment on a house and come out here and have a good time.
To say the least. Have any of the other hotels tried to match or outdo that package so far that you're aware of?
Not the $1 million one. Obviously, you know, people see that price tag and they get a little shocked. But like I say, it takes one person, one group to do that, and you make that $1 million. But, you know, I've heard of MGM looking to offer $100,000 packages. So obviously a little bit less than that one. But, you know, they're definitely looking to take advantage of, you know, this hype around this race.
Have you called Mattress Mack yet to see if he wants to spend any of his $72 million in winnings to buy one of these packages?
I'm sure he wouldn't buy the package. He just put a bet on the race, I would assume, but knowing the way he operates.
Yeah, he's quite a character, to say the least. For folks that may not be aware, Formula One is completely different than like a NASCAR event. And if you're thinking that this is going to be held at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, that's not the case at all. This is actually going to be held on the Las Vegas Strip. Can you give us an idea of the route?
Yeah, so it's mainly based around the long strip. Long portion of the strip between Spring Mountain and Harman goes back up from Harman to Koval, where the paddock site's going to be in the start finish line. Goes back up Koval to Spring Mountain, loops around the MSG Sphere that's going to open around the same time the race kicks off. So it's kind of being the unveiling of that massive project as well. You know, down the strip, you're going to have the Bellagio Fountains, where a spectator fan space is going to be built over that. You got Caesar's Palace there. You got all those mainstays, you know, kind of the great backdrop that Las Vegas offers.
It really is amazing. What are you seeing as far as regular room rates go? I've heard some properties already charging six times their normal rate with a three-night minimum.
Yeah, so they have that minimum. I've seen, you know, I think the cheapest I saw was somewhere in the 700 range. So obviously you kind of add that up and it's, you know, over $1,000 for that 3 days. They're definitely looking to get their money's worth on this. They put these things on sale a couple of weeks ago, and that first day, most of their sites were hard to get on because the demand was so big. So it's kind of halting that their sites there. Their demand's there. People saw those prices and thought, hey, maybe they're asking too much. But, you know, with this initial demand, I think, you know, that demand's been met there.
The prices that people are paying in the secondary market for Adele tickets, some of these Formula One rates might be a little bit of a discount. You mentioned the MSG Sphere. For those that don't know, I mean, this is an unbelievable building that's being built on the strip right next door to Palazzo and the Sands Expo Center. The exterior of that building alone is going to be phenomenal, right? I know Rick Velotta has covered a lot of this.
Yeah, so it's going to be all LED screens, so they can program it to have anything they want on there. They can even like program it to have the backdrop of the strip, so when you see it at a certain angle, basically it looks like it disappears. The inside is going to be mainly LED screens around that as well. They have high-end acoustic elements to this. You know, it's not just a regular arena. It's going to be mainly for shows and one-off features. They're going to have residencies there as well. No sports really, just maybe some boxing or MMA. Everything in there is, you know, pretty high priced. It's over $2 billion now, which is as much as Allegiant Stadium. And Allegiant Stadium is about three times the size of that. So it kind of tells you what's going into that.
Wow, that is amazing. I didn't realize that I knew the price tag had gone up, but I hadn't heard the comparison with Allegiant. But that is stunning. It holds about, 17,500 people inside?
Yeah, about that. Then Allegiant can hold up to 65,000. And I guess this one's actually costing more than it now. I think the last time it was like $2.18 billion. So that's going to be $1.18 billion over the Allegiant Stadium price.
All right. So international tourism, you know, you were saying earlier, it has been slow to come back by comparison with other things coming back to Las Vegas. But the main draw of this seems to me to be international race fans coming. This is huge. I mean, this makes the World Series and, you know, the Super Bowl look like a joke by comparison.
Yeah, so, you know, like the visitations come back to Las Vegas, obviously, domestically. Still looking to gain that international following back. And they're kind of leading on this race to help spur that. The massive international draw with the F1. They have fans all over the world, plenty of money to spend. So come to Las Vegas and have a great weekend and check out their favorite, you know, activity, F1 racing. I think kind of a perfect weekend from a lot of these people. You've seen a little bit of this with the kickoff party a couple of weeks ago. That was attended by about 40,000 people. And it seemed like there was a pretty good mix of international and you know, Americans around here for that. So it kind of gave you a little taste of what to expect on that. But, you know, it seems like this is going to be that one thing that brings, you know, the international tours back.
So the NFR finals that happen every December, that has been something that you didn't even have to go to the event to enjoy it, because every hotel casino had their own events lined up. So it makes it, you know, a huge 10-day event. Are you seeing plans already for things before and after to be able to keep people? Because these international tourists are likely to spend a lot more money than the average tourist.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, you know, their fan base is, you know, very wealthy. To even own a team with this, you know, it's millions of dollars, and to just get your foot in the door. And then, you know, many of these fans are looking to have luxury, you know, a good time in a luxury setting. So, you know, this is going to far outspin NFR, even though it's only 3 days compared to 10. This is kind of looked at as a Super Bowl, but, you know, like they're going to have it three times over, because the Super Bowl, you know, has a similar amount of draw as far as economic impact. Obviously, it's more than the game itself. It's a whole week of events leading up to it, and people are out here for that and such. But, you know, this is already committed for 3 years. So they're looking to maybe get the Super Bowl on a regular rotation as well. So that might be once every 3 or 4 or 5 years or so. So, you know, this is kind of looked at as that as well, because, you know, Super Bowl also brings people out here, not just for the game. It's already packed for weekends with all the sports books and all that stuff. So it's kind of similar to that, I would say. But, you know, having this at least for 3 years, but it looks like, you know, far after that, it's going to be huge weekend. What was normally basically the slowest around, you know, the whole year, because it's right before Thanksgiving, so people aren't really traveling on that. So it was, you know, pretty strategic part on LVCVA and everyone involved that landed on that weekend.
And the land purchase, they the Formula One people already bought a big chunk of land. How much did they pay, and what are they going to put there?
Yeah, so they bought 39 acres off of Carmen and Koval for $240 million. They're going to build a 300,000 square foot, four story paddock building, which is, you know, that's where the start finish line is going to be. It's where the driver pits. They're going to have super high end club spaces for spectators. They have a rooftop terrace, you know, great views from up there as well. That's going to cost about $250 to $260 million. So all in, it's about $500 million investment. So, you know, it kind of shows their dedication to Las Vegas. And, you know, it's not just going to be three years with this race, obviously, with that kind of spin there.
Yeah, you were saying that they normally book these 3 years at a time, but this is definitely looking like it's open-ended.
Oh, yeah. You know, everyone involved from F1, you know, state and local officials, they all say, hey, this is the three-year thing, but we're all looking to make this the marquee race, not just in the U.S., but, you know, international for F1 slate. So, you know, a lot of people have some big hopes on this. It become one of the main attractions each year.
Well, when you look at it from the fact that they hosted in Monaco and Abu Dhabi and other really high-end places around the world, Las Vegas is going to be able to outshine all of those.
Oh, yeah. You know, obviously with, you know, all the amenities Vegas has, we have enough hotel rooms, obviously. We have all the restaurants. They have the high-end shopping. They have the nightlife. And you have, you know, the gambling. We'll throw that in there as well. So, you know, and then you're going to have one of the best backdrops. I talked to many drivers at the kickoff event, and they're all just excited to get on the strip and, you know, race up and down it under the lights. They did a small little demo on that, burned out and doing donuts on Las Vegas Boulevard. So, you know, it looks like even the drivers and their teams are really excited to get this race going next year.
Yeah, and you brought up shopping. I hadn't thought about that, but, you know, that Crystals changed hands. They bought those 2 acres for $40 million apiece. And I thought at the time, boy, that's a lot of money. That's going back to pre-recession days, the Great Recession. But that may be a bargain by the time these folks have finished spending money.
Oh, yeah. You know, like I said, they have. I'm sure they're going to be getting new outfits and doing all that kind of thing. So all these high-end shops are right up their alley. So, you know, probably not a bad investment on their part.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back more with Mick Akers talking about the Formula One races coming to Las Vegas starting next year, and it's a year ahead of time, and it's already exciting. We'll be right back.
With Nevada's only transplant center and verified burn center, the science is here. With award-winning cardiologist and the state's only dedicated heart failure clinic, the talent is here. With Nevada's most advanced robotic surgery, the technology is here. And with the Silver State's only designated pediatric trauma center, hope is here. All because we are here. UMC.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
I'm here at the Carson Valley Inn in Mindum with Joey Whitaker, and you've got a lot of convention space and meeting breakout space for people. Tell us about what's available.
Well, we can handle a group up to about 250 and anywhere as small as 10 or 15. So it really depends on what you're looking for, what the customer's looking for. We're open to anything. It's a beautiful drive, and if you live in South Reno, it's probably about 30, 35 minutes, so it's real easy to get to. It's not a long way to get away to the Carson Valley Inn.
Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive, beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a fun discussion going here with Mick Akers. He is the Formula One reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I'm already booking you for another appearance here and many appearances over the coming year as this thing develops. I was curious as to what kind of response have you gotten to social media? Because I'm sure it's just exploded on you.
Yeah, anytime I post anything about this, you know, gets a lot of traction, and a lot of people retweet and comment and such. Seems like for the most part, everyone's really excited about this. You know, there are some people that live here and they work on the resort corridor and they're kind of worried about their access to how they get in and out of their jobs during that time. But, you know, obviously this is a massive plan. They're going to have, you know, various bridges over the racetrack at certain points to, you know, to allow for transportation to happen. I'm going to assume they're going to set some kind of shuttle system up with the resorts to, hey, park offside here. You guys can hop in and ride. Kind of similar to what they did with the NFL draft. You know, that was a smaller footprint than this, but, you know, that's kind of a nice way to look at it. They had a little test drive there with that. So, you know, for the most part, a lot of people are really excited about this, and I've had people from all around the world kind of talking to me about this. So, you know, that excitement level 1 year out is here. So it has this kind of nears the race line here. I think that that's just going to grow a little bit more as well.
What did you think when you were assigned this this story? Did you know about Formula One to any degree?
A little bit. I watched some of the Netflix show. That's how their popularity, I heard, in the U.S. has grown a lot. They have this Netflix show kind of behind the scenes look at the race season, which, you know, a pretty good show. If you haven't seen it, check it out. But, you know, I knew enough. And I kind of wasn't assigned it because I got murmurs that we're getting this race. So I had a couple of sources tip me off that it was going to happen. So we're one of the first, you know, outlets to report that, you know, Vegas and F1 were in talks. So then it kind of just snowballed and it ended up happening. So those, you know, drew a lot of interest as well. So I think, you know, just people are, I don't know, this popularity of the F1 is just growing massively, and they're pretty excited about how Las Vegas is going to fit into that spectrum there.
Okay, so you've been dealing with roads a lot in your career at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and I was just in Modena, Italy not too long ago and went to the two Ferrari museums that are there. And one of the things that my wife and I both noticed was how close to the ground these race cars are. They actually have to have hydraulics to lift them up far enough off the ground so they're not dragging along the ground. Are they going to have to do road work along this race course to make sure that the cars don't have any issues?
Yeah, there's going to be a pretty good amount of work that has to be done to, you know, make sure it's race ready. It's probably going to be upwards of $30 million of work that needs to be done. I was told that F1's going to ask the county for some money. I'm not sure exactly how much yet, but they're going to ask for some portion of public money to help pay for that. I talked to Clark County Commissioner Michael Knapp and LVCVA CEO Steve Hill. They both said, hey, they haven't gave us the final number, but anything they ask, and we do contribute, well worth it. If you look at the $1 billion weekend they're expecting as far as revenue driving goes, you know, $10, $15 million is a drop in a bucket with that, you know, what the race is expected to bring in here.
Do you have any idea of how long it will take to, you know, because road work is a major deal any time of the year, and especially on the Las Vegas Strip. Do you have any idea of how long it's going to take leading up to the race for them to get this prepared? Is it going to be a month out, 2 months out? And won't they have to not allow regular cars to drive on that until the race itself so they don't screw it up?
Well, they're actually have to get started sometime soon. I was told by Commissioner Knapp, he's like, we're kind of running against the clock here, obviously, with it, you know, kicking off next November. It's going to take several months to get all this work. Is repaving. They have to reconfigure some corners where the race is going to be. And eventually, ahead of race day, they're going to have to weld down the manholes because these cars go over 200 miles per hour and those will flip off. So that's one of the last things they're going to be doing right before the race is going to go around with all those manholes and weld those down.
welding down the manholes because the cars go too fast. All right, let's take another break. We'll come back. This is such a great story. Mick Akers here, the Formula One reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Renee Summerauer, digital news anchor here at 7 at 7. Watch our streaming nonstop newscast immediately with your mobile phone. 7 at 7 is the new way for you to get every bit of local news you need in just 7 minutes. Breaking news, local neighborhood news, weather, and sports are just a click away. Reporters bring you all of what's happening in the Valley. From Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, YouTube, and more. Get every bit of local news you need from the RJ and LVRJ.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Mick Akers. He is the Formula One reporter for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. It's coming a year from now, but preparations and excitement are at full steam. All right, so as far as tickets, is there any availability at this point left? Or is it, you know, stand at the back, good luck?
Well, right now, the way they're doing the ticket rollout is that there's three phases of ticket sales. They just did the first one, and you know, all those ones sold out except for a few of the $10,000 packages they had going, and I think $2,500 ones. So there's some of those left. But so they're doing this in three phases. First one was just passed. They're going to do another one in late winter and then another one in early spring. They'll all feature all the price points. They all start at $500 for standing room only at the MSG Sphere site. And they go up to, you know, tens of thousands of dollars at the Paddock site on Harman and Koval. The initial ones did sell out, except for those high-end ones, which, you know, I'm sure at some point those will as well. But, you know, this is a three-pronged approach. I think it's a pretty good idea. I guess they're going to gauge the response to each one. And I'm assuming they might adjust room rates and stuff. It's just saying, hey, it's kind of lagging right now, or they might adjust some prices. But, you know, right now everything looks like, you know, it's going to be a sellout.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. The hotels themselves, the ones that are lining the route, the rooms overlooking that route must be the highest pricing there, I would think, apart from the luxury, super luxury ones.
Yeah, I would assume anything that's going to have a view of the track, it's going to be looked at as a spectator point, obviously. So, that, you know, I'm sure they're jacking those prices up a little bit more than the other ones, but there's a couple of resorts that partnered with F1, so they're going to have their own spectator stands as well. Like I mentioned, the Bellagio Fountain ones with MGM. They got one at the Wynn. Caesars might do one as well. So, you know, those are like the three main sponsors as far as hotels go. But, yeah, so I haven't seen the Cosmo rooms yet. Those haven't been released, how much those are going to be. But that's right there on the corner. And those obviously have the balconies, which are going to be, I think, some of the best vantage points right there. So I think it'll be interesting to see how much those rooms cost.
Oh, yeah, man, that would be a fantastic location to be on one of those balconies at the Cosmopolitan. MGM made a wise investment. They may get all their money back just in that three-day weekend. Is there any talk of doing any events that tie along with this Allegiant Stadium, for example?
Not the stadium. I haven't heard anything. It's too far off the racetrack. You know, it's right there. But, you know, I think what they have incorporated on the strip is going to be, you know, pretty good. But I'm sure there's going to be some spinoff events, and I'm not sure if they're going to have anything at the stadium. But, you know, there's plenty of places to do stuff like that here, convention spaces and all that stuff. So I'm sure there's going to be a, you know, full event list coming out at some point.
Has there been any conversation from the folks at the Motor Speedway of doing anything? I know that right now you can go to Las Vegas and rent a race car and drive around the track for a lot of money if you want to drive a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or whatever. Are you hearing anything like that going on?
Nothing on that end. It wouldn't surprise me, but there are also different race clientele, and I'm assuming they look at F1 differently, and NASCAR does. Who knows if there's some animosity there or not.
Well, I wouldn't be shocked in this world that there was. So the big stars are going to be coming. One of the things, as I said, when I was in Italy, was just looking at the roster of champions just for Ferrari. But all of these race car companies have huge rosters of big winners over the years. And I'm sure that the meet and greets are going to be fantastic if people are able to do that. Have you heard anything about meet and greets?
Nothing concrete, but with the F1 Fan Fest they just had, they had some drivers out here and they had some meet and greet opportunities. They all took to the stage and did, Q&A and all that, just to kind of get familiar with the new fan base out here. So I'd be surprised if they didn't have some kind of thing like that ahead of that race, because obviously they want to introduce the U.S. fan base in the Las Vegas area to these drivers. So I think that'd be, a great opportunity to do that.
Have you found yourself with a lot more friends since you started covering this than you had before?
I've gotten a few people reaching out saying, hey, do you need an assistant for that weekend? Or can I come tag along? Obviously, can't do anything on that end. But hey, it's good to have that interest.
Well, Mick, thank you so much for taking the time to do this morning. It's just an exciting event, a fun thing, completely different, that could bring just a whole ton of money to Vegas. And as you say, on essentially the quietest 3 days of the year. So thank you for doing this, and please come back.
Thanks, appreciate it. Will do.
All right, man. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts, and now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
Save money and take transit. Did you know you can ride the bus all day for less than what it would cost you for a gallon of gas? Plan your trip now by going to rtcwashoe.com.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at nevadanewsmakers.com. See you on the next show.